It was a joke. I can't see what the problem was. This is really, as I see it, part of a concerted effort by the media.
Oh, come on.
No, no, look, the media and the Tories and their friends, of course, and when I say their friends, I do include some people in the Parliamentary Labour Party. Look, it was a joke. It was all about them selling off, the Tories selling off our assets to China. And he's saying, well, look, while you're at it, here's a quote from Chairman Mao. It was a joke. He even passed it over to George Osborne to have a flick through.
All right.
He had a little giggle.
All right, let's assume you're right. Imagine the boot was on the other foot. Imagine George Osborne had taken a copy of Mein Kampf out of his inside jacket pocket and had quoted from it and thrown it over for John McDonnell to read. How do you think that the left would have reacted to that?
Well, that's not like with like.
No, it isn't indeed, that's because Hitler only killed sort of 6 million people, didn't he, rather than Chairman Mao, 45 million. So not like with like at all.
No, look, I just don't think that the connotations of Mein Kampf and Mao's little red book
Can
be equated.
Both mass murdering killers.
Look, there are facts you've got to grasp, and that is, whether you like it or not, nobody will put Mao in the same category as Hitler.
And no, I've just explained why Mao was worse than Hitler.
Well, go and ask some Holocaust survivors about whether or not that's the case.
I think there is nothing that John McDonnell could do that you probably wouldn't approve of. I don't understand why you can't see how politically naive this was of him, because it basically gives his enemies a gift.
Well, in the sense is that the naivety comes out by the fact that he perhaps isn't seeing how pernicious the media and their cohorts can be. The people now have a genuine choice. John McDonnell is a very capable shadow chancellor. He balanced the books at the GLC. Look, he is no intellectual rival.
That must be why Ken Livingstone sacked him.
Well, look, he is no intellectual lightweight. You will find that out. Jeremy, of course, is under attack by All and Sunder. Let's just wait and see what the people see.
Yep, fine by me.
Let's just wait and see. All I'm saying is, despite all the attacks, the vitriol that is thrown up at every single thing that they say, anything positive is masked, and any tiny little joke is thrown up.
Right, Charles, let me make a date.
Comparing that with the Ed Stone.
Charles, I do compare it with the Ed Stone, because that's a very good comparison to make. They were both crass things to do that most people could see would be ridiculed.
It was a joke. It was a joke.
Tell you what.
It was a joke. The speaker saw it as a joke.
Tell you what.
At the time.
Charles, let's make a date. Let's make a date for us to speak on next Friday, the day after the Oldham by-election, and let's just see what's happened at that by-election.
Yeah, look, we're not saying it's going to be easy, but where there is a genuine change, on chance for change, then, of course, the powers that be are going to draw the long knives out, the media, everybody else will do all they can.
So there's a conspiracy, a media conspiracy against Jeremy Corbyn and John McDonnell. Is that what you're saying? Do you really think that?
Do you really? I can't believe that you do not realise that there is a wholesale attack on the Labour leadership, not just from within, but of course, you know, the Tory and their friends in the media. Are you suggesting that there isn't?
Yeah, I absolutely am, because most of us in the media have got minds of our own.
Well, I'm sorry, the media is doing the work for those who really control society, for those who really...
Well, who is that, by the way?
Look, do you not think that...
No, who is it? Who controls society? Who is it?
Well, the lobbyists for the multinationals and all those who really control the world we live in. Don't think...
Who is that, though?
What do you mean, who is that?
Well, you must have an idea.
Multinational companies? Do you want me to write a reel off the arms manufacturers? Are you really telling me?
I'm just thinking which multinational company or which arms manufacturer controls what I say on the radio.
Look, you have to say the right thing.
No, I don't. I've never once in 5 years been told to say anything, and I say exactly what I like, and I'm held to account for it.
You are a repeater. You simply repeat what passed the standard...
Who do I repeat?
Yes, you don't. Well, you repeat standard establishment...
I repeat my own thoughts, because that's what I'm paid to do. I'm paid to have opinions, which I give you, and then it's up to you to challenge me on them. Charles, let's speak next Friday. It's a date.